Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and capmel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto, is in the studios, and the lovely Captain Lori Deaton is in the house, and we are talking fishing. We're going to talk a little bit about boating safety.
Yes.
And most importantly, we're going to talk about Hooked on Hope, a great event. What are we, 9 years into this?
This is our eighth year as Hooked on
Hope.
Eighth
year. Well, we're already looking for next year.
That's it. Time's flying.
And it's going to be a great show. Captain Travis is fishing. Captain Neil's hanging out. And we're hanging here in the studio. So, again, we're here with Captain Lori Deaton. And we're going to be talking Hooked on Hope. And we're also going to be talking fishing. First and foremost, Lori, let's talk fishing. And let's talk about how fishing was this week.
Fishing's been pretty good. It's picking up, finally. I wish the bait was bigger.
Yes, bait has been a pain. I've been able to find some bait bigger on the outside of the flats. We have to do a lot of chumming and a lot of effort, but it's been worth it. And I tell you, you say that I had to fish out of St. Pete Wednesday and decided to run over there and get bait. It's typically a little bit bigger than our side, and I had bad bait. It was tough. I had bait die on me, had small stuff, had some bigger stuff mixed in. And we actually did well. We got some slot redfish. We still have some snapper hanging around the bay. We got some big snapper. The snook fishing was not as good, but again, some of that was due to the bait. And so the bait was a little bit small, but we caught fish.
That's actually good.
A good thing I've noticed is we did some trout fishing over there, and we caught 7 or 8 keeper trout. So it's good to see the bigger trout are moving in.
Yes, that's a great sign.
And so how have fishing been for you?
It's been really good. On the slower days, like you said, the snapper is still here. So, you know, that's saving me on slower days and slower tides. But catching plenty of snook, plenty of redfish. And on our side of the bay, I haven't been catching that many keeper trout. But like you said, over by around Fort DeSoto and in the St. Pete area, it's a little bit better.
Yeah, and the big question this month, Lori, is can we get a keeper snook? And my answer is that there's not a lot of keepers around, and I'm really trying to leave them alone. I know season's open, and it's tough. We're in a tough position as captains. But when I tell you there's not a lot of slot fish around, there just isn't. When they opened the season up in, was it 2015?
Yep.
They have put it's like this big demand to keep slot fish. So every fish that comes across somebody's boat is typically getting kept. And that is becoming an issue. I don't think our snook populations are getting decimated because of the slot is designed for the fish to reproduce. But slot fish are tough to come by.
They are. In fact, as you mentioned, if I have clients, and most people know that I'm pretty conservative when it comes to fishing. Unless a client really, 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 really wants to keep a keeper, I really try. There's too many other fish they can keep.
Yeah.
You know, there's way too many other species of fish that they can keep. And so for the most part, I don't really have that much trouble with clients that want to, you know, most of mine are catch and release, or they want just enough to take home for the evening or something like that. So,
well, and again, as mentioned earlier, the snapper fishing is still decent. There's not as many around as there is in July, but we had a 21-inch snapper we caught the other day, which is,
I'm not surprised. It's been great. Yeah. Hasn't it
been a great snapper bite? And the problem we have right now, and I think the reason why our snapper are lingering into September, is our bait. Typically, our bait run is it's relatively simple when you fish. I mean, the pattern is pretty good. Typically, end of June, you get your hatch, so we got all the small bait.
Yep.
Then August, you have another hatch. And then by September, it's typically an easy month to get good bait, good two, three-inch bait. Well, we had a late hatch this year, and I don't know if it's because of the storm, but that has caused us to have real tiny bait on the flats. And some of that is a problem. It's like eating at a, I refer to customers as like eating at a buffet. When you got a buffet of fish.
I know.
You know, if you're at a buffet and they throw something in front of you, you're like, I might want to eat it.
Yeah.
But when the bait's gone, you know, it's, if you've been on a diet all week and somebody throws a steak in front of you, it's game on for me at least. You know, I like
exactly
to eat. So
there's been like 1 or 2 days where you catch decent bait, or you have a mix. Like you said earlier, you have a mix of good bait. But for the most part, it's been really small everywhere I've gone, and I've gone all over looking for it.
Yeah, the key, too, and I hate to say it, is I've done better on the – I mean, the smaller bait, you'll catch fish, but the bait is so small that it's not lasting in the live well. I've got a good live well setup. It's just the water's pushing still 90 degrees, and it's not lasting in the well, and it's almost – it's hard to hook some of the stuff.
Very hard.
My recommendation for people out there looking for bigger bait, don't spend your whole morning looking for bigger bait. But I would say move to a little bit deeper water, and you might not see bait, but I just keep chumming.
Keep chumming until.
And it's like the bigger breeder baits. I mean, I'm getting some that are tarpon baits, and I'm getting some that are decent size, and then it's like a mixture.
A mixture, yeah.
And I suspect with this new moon we have coming up Sunday that you're going to see some of the bait patterns change a little bit for the better, hopefully.
Hope so.
That's what we hope for. So.
Yep.
But fishing's been good. The redfish have been patchy. I've ran across some schools of reds. Over on the South Shore in particular, but it's been patchy. You know,
they were late showing up. Did you notice that?
Late, and I told Travis, we talked about, because Travis is a redfish. He loves redfish. I'm a redfish. I like to catch snook. Redfish are fun. I don't like chasing fish, though. So
I know. I like both.
But so I told Travis, I said, we're just not going to have a good year of reds. Every year, you've seen it with tarpon. You know, you do a lot of tarpon fishing, and some years you just have an off year for tarpon. So I think we're having that type of pattern, and I just think the redfish is going to be off this year. And not to say you're not going to catch redfish. I just don't think you're going to see the numbers of fish.
Right, that we have in the past. I remember years ago, you can count right in the beginning of April, you knew those big, big schools of 400 and 500 were going to show up on the South Shore, all up and down the South Shore, and it just didn't happen. I mean, I looked and looked and looked. Each year it's getting a little bit slower, but I was getting nervous thinking that they weren't going to come at all. Bypass us, and then thankfully some nice schools finally started coming in.
Well, Lori, let's talk a little about you. You've been, and we're going to get into Hooked on Hope. You've been guiding how many years? Longer than me.
Almost 16.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I've got 12 in, so you've got some years on me.
I do.
And
I got years and years.
So what have you seen change in your 16 years of guiding?
Oh, so many things. And I'm a positive person, so I'll start off with positive things that I've seen change, and then I'll go to the negative. But for the positive, I've seen a lot more conservative efforts being made by a lot of the captains, even the newer captains, which is really, really cool. There's a lot of great groups, such as the Florida Guides Association. They do a lot of great things for us. With a lot of the captains giving of their time to give seminars and stuff at a lot of the local boat shows and stuff like that, just educating people. I think that's a positive thing. Now, whether those people take that education and, you know, put it to fruition when they're on the water, that's a different story. But I think that's a couple of positive things. And a couple of changes that I've seen that I haven't been so excited about are a lot of the, a lot of people, and a lot of it's captains. And some of it's, you know, the weekend warriors, but just not having respect for one another on the water and not giving space. And some of them, you know, they know the difference. You know, others, you know, you don't mind saying, hey, you know, I need a little room or something like that. But just kind of like the bold tenacity of people getting too close and not being afraid to ruin your fishing spot, you know.
Well, I think people forget, you know, I mean, we do it for a living. I mean, I fish full time. You fish full time. I'm out there doing it for a living. But I think people that do it recreationally forget that. I think ultimately they started fishing, or they like going fishing, to get away from the yelling and the bickering. And I mean, typically people can either go to work or stay home and get that.
It's true.
So you're getting away from life. So, but people tend to bring life back on the boat and create that storm on the water. And I really don't get it. It's like fishing is a bonus. You're out there, you know, to catch fish is a bonus. And I think two people get way too competitive. And trust me, I'm the most competitive guy out there, and I try to do it classy. You know, whether I'm fishing the Hooked on Hope or the Yared or the Tamco.
Sure.
I mean, the customer always comes first, but right after that, I'm in it to win it. And that's just my competitive nature. Mm-hmm. There's quite a few good guides, I think, that carry. TJ is one of them.
Absolutely.
TJ is a guy that does well in the tournaments, and he's the same way. But the customer always comes first. There's times when we get a corporate event, and customers, I want to have fun. Hey, whatever you guys want to do, I'm good.
That's it.
But I think you're right. I think people get too worried about how many fish they catch.
Exactly. It's an experience. It's the whole, we said that at the same time, but it is, it's the whole experience. And if everybody just kind of takes a breath and slows everything down, slow your roll, slow down getting up to those fish, because you can be on your trolling motor and you can chase them for 5 hours and they're never going to settle down. You know, if you just kind of settle, calm down, look around, look at your surroundings and see what's going on. You know, you're going to have a far better chance. But as far as changing fishing patterns, I would say when I moved over to the South Shore 16 years ago, there was tons and tons and tons of snook. And after that freeze, but I'm happy to see them come back. I'm happy to see that's probably the biggest
change in fish. I've said this and Travis will, and Danny and Neil, snook is my favorite fish to catch. I mean, there's nothing that resembles a bass, but they're bigger, they're stronger, they fight better. So I grew up doing some bass fishing and I was ruined when I caught a snook. I was like, why am I going to bass fish? Like catch a snook. You know, I live in Tampa and Tampa is a nursery. Is really a nursery for snook, for all fish. It just the miles of backcountry, the river systems we have feeding in and out. It's a very important system to the fishing all around the whole West Central. Just the amount of food and nutrients and stuff that it provides for these smaller fish, and it's a great place to flats fish. I mean, you can go down to the Keys, and you can go to Everglades, and you can come to Boca Grande and Tampa. Some people might say one place is better than the other. I say they're all really good. I think Tampa has its own special spot in that. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I would say, nobody has bait like we do, white bait. I mean, you can go to Boca and them guys, and they don't have the bait that we have. So I think Tampa is a special place.
Very special.
And it's a great place to guide. I'm glad to call it home for sure. I've been here since I was born and don't plan on leaving. So
me neither. What a blessing.
Guys, again, we got Captain Lori Deaton, and we'll be talking Hooked on Hope. We're also going to go over some safety when we get back. But right now, we've got to take a little break and pay some bills. You're listening to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We'll be right back.
Tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
And welcome back to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. My special guest, Captain Lori Deaton.
Hello.
Travis is probably trying to chase a redfish, standing on top of his tower, wanting to be tall. And I know he's watching, so he probably seen that. You're welcome, Travis. And Neil. Neil's probably kayaking somewhere. And
I miss seeing these guys tonight.
And Danny. Who knows where Danny is? Danny's just lost. He's still trying to figure out how to figure out his password on Facebook. You know, I've got to take a little side note. Danny has said he's about done with Facebook. They keep hacking into the system. And he says, they keep breaking into my password. And Clay Evanson said, you got to quit using password for password.
Right.
And I said, well, you need to get rid of your mid-90s AOL account. And
I saw that post.
And it was, and he just, he, I said, he seen me the next day. He goes, you're brutal. I said, what are you talking about? And then I told him he's using Rum for a password. Doesn't work either. So. Danny and Facebook don't get along, so I'm not even sure if he's watching us live. But anyhow, guys, we're talking fishing. We're talking Hooked on Hope. We're going to talk a little bit about boating safety. And right now, the tides and weather. I don't have it because my phone's up there. And Lori, I don't know if you got it.
I'll pull it up on the next.
You pull it up on the next one. Yeah. The next one we got, come on, man. So I can tell you the tides are going to be good. This week, I'll get into the tides because I've been staring at my GPS for 2 hours waiting for it to turn each day. We've had a, it's been a tough, I mean, fishing has been good, but we've had to work, for me at least, because on the South Shore, we've had a high tide about 10 o'clock, and it's a tide that kind of rolls out. It doesn't dump out. And at 10 in the morning, we've had a little bit of incoming, and it's just been dead for 2 hours, and it's been work. And one of the suggestions I tell people, when you get on them slow tides, and you, really the best tide to fish was the afternoon, but we both know fishing in the afternoon this time of year is a toss-up between wind or rain and lightning and all that. So my recommendation is slow your pace down a little bit. Don't be so quick to leave a spot. If you know fish are there, sit on them, and that's what I did this week. I sat on spots. I slowed down my whole process, and I was able to catch more fish that way, even through a slack tide. So that's my – we're talking about tides. The tides are going to get better. We got a new moon on, I think, the 30th, or it's either Saturday or Sunday. So you're going to see great tides going this weekend. We'll get the actual tides. We'll let Lori pull that up on the on the next segment. Lori, let's talk a little bit about boating safety before we get into the Hooked on Hope. So this past week, and I can't remember the guy's baseball player's name for the Marlins. It's a real chat tragedy, but it's yet again another boating accident.
Senseless. There's nothing was wrong with his boat. It's just a heartbreaker.
Yeah, they hit the jetty, and it's a real sad story. He wasn't driving the boat. It wasn't his boat. They were coming in the jetty. I think it was at pretty high speeds based on the way the boat hit and what I heard. I don't know the exact. But that's not even the point. My point that I wanted to bring up is we talked about on the way in is, you know, there's you can buy a car, but you have to have some type of first off insurance. You've got to have some type of driver's license, which requires you to take a driving course along with a written course, so you understand basically the rules of the road and you understand how to operate the vehicle. Well, with boats, you don't have to do anything. Just go buy a boat, and you can go buy a 50-foot boat.
I know. I've never understood that ever.
And we keep seeing people get hurt. And I think, you know, the one thing good that can come out of this, there's a couple things. And I think that the government should take these high-profile people, like we have the football players that got in a bad situation a few years ago, and use this as a stepping block to maybe start putting some parameters on people to regulate a little bit more, okay, you know, how to operate boats. Because the one thing I will tell you is outboard companies such as, and everybody knows I'm sponsored by Mercury, so I'm going to use them as an example. They're using technology to make it easier for the bigger twin and triple engine boats with joystick technology and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it's like
you can still go buy that boat.
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. You need to, just like I'm a firm believer with cars now, you can go buy a car that parallel parks itself. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but you're just making the person that buys the car that much dumber that I don't need to learn how to parallel. It's something you need to do. And it's just like buying a boat. I mean, fortunately for me, you know, I was able to buy a John boat and find every sandbar in Tampa Bay. And I ran a small boat, but I didn't. Some people nowadays are buying 22, 24, 30, 34-foot boats, and they have no clue.
They have no clue the power that's underneath them. And what I've noticed, and I think it was back, Jason, I think it was back a month or so ago, there was another really bad fatality over in St. Pete, over by that little airport, and it was at night. And I'm telling you, I bet you anything that these people don't take into consideration the difference there is from day and night when you're out on the water. You got the way the moon's glistening off the water is one thing, you know, or maybe there is no moon at all, and the, you know, the way your lights hit the water, just everything is entirely different. Didn't you say that you were in the bay the other night and there was no lights on one of the
towers? That's some of the responsibility. I'm not saying the Coast Guard, or I'm not sure if the Coast Guard's in charge of the actual lights and all that stuff on the towers. I was running in the bay, and there's two towers off Cockroach Bay. Everybody knows them. Well, the one on the inside had no lights, and I'm thinking, I'm running, and I see it because it's kind of morning. And in my boat, I've got it set up to where I've got spotlights. So I get in my tower, and it's like a headlight. I could run 40 mile an hour and see. But if I'm below, I can't see nothing. So I'm just looking at the tower. I'm thinking, this thing doesn't even have a light on it. And I think they should, you know, start using – they need to – from the government standpoint, they need to mark stuff better. If there's a no fishing zone and you can't be in there for security reasons, they need to have signs, and it's an issue. Port Manatee is a good example. Manberti Key, you can't be in there unless you have a flag. It's horrible signs. I'm surprised they have any. You go in the Port of Tampa, you can't be in there when a ship's there. and you can, you can't, you, you sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. I don't even know the rules in Port of Tampa, to be honest with you. I don't even go up there anymore because of it.
Right.
They don't have any signs. They just kick you out of there. And I think they need to go through and they need to start areas like a rock jetty need to be lit up better. They need to check the signs better. And, you know, there's signs going the river that there's just old poles here.
Old poles that don't even have reflectors on them. I know it's very, very scary. What a tragedy with that guy, though. That was just, and everybody that was on that boat. And they probably hit it so fast that they didn't even know what was there.
If you guys are listening, if you're watching on Facebook, please don't think that you're too good and you're too proud to go take a boating safety course through the U.S. Coast Guard. I think if it costs money, it's a minimal amount. I think they're free.
I think they're free, or I don't think they're more than $30, if not.
If you take that course and you remember 25% of what you learned in that course, you're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. You know, we learned a lot of this in captain's school and getting our captain's license. And I'll be honest with you, half that stuff we don't even use. But the important stuff is what I like to remember back then. But do yourself a favor. You're buying a boat. Just think of it as before you purchase the boat, make a mental rule that you need to go take a course because it could save your life. They'll teach you certain things, you know, survival things if you do, you know, get in a boat. And I've actually personally rescued an older couple in the bay. And the one thing you do not do is leave your boat. Well, these people were in 4 foot of water. It was in the wintertime. Water was 60 degrees. They were very old, mid-60s, and very nice people. The boat flipped over in the morning somehow or another. It was rough. And it was a smaller vessel, and people were zooming by them all morning. They thought they didn't see them.
They didn't see the people.
I actually stopped, and I seen the boat, and I looked. I said, there's another boat flipped over. And I looked at the boat, and I said, this thing's just been flipped over because there's no growth on it.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, I heard somebody yelling. I looked. These people are out here floating. They tried to leave the boat to go to shore, and they couldn't make it. So I ended up rescuing them. And they were the nicest people, but
they didn't know any different.
Never leave your boat. But they teach you this type of stuff in the Coast Guard class, and it could really save your life. And I think that it's huge that people take a course, educate yourself.
Absolutely.
And know what to do in an emergency situation. Just the basics will help you out. So
I mean, if not for you, for your family members or your friends or whomever you're going to take on your boat with you, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's just, you don't always have just your life in your hands, you know? Well,
you're absolutely right. And the problem is, Lori, is that now, like, good example. You've been here forever. You're on the water in Apollo Beach. I've went to Beer Can Island since I was in the early 20s, like to go hang out. I used to go there. There's a lot of people there. Now you go there on a weekend, you can't get on the island. Like you go out to St. Pete, it's just so many people on the water. I think you have to have some kind of course, basic course. You know, I think they should do it just like your driving course. You have a license and you need to get on a basic boat. Whatever the boat is, and I know that's going to be an issue with cost with the government because you got to have a boat to supply, and maybe they do something where you're on your own boat.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, when you purchase a boat, most boat places have, you know, they're on the water where you can take a test drive. I mean, why couldn't they just do it there?
Yeah, and they'd have to.
Or there should be a course out of like the place on Gandy where you can go. Are we getting questions?
A little bit. I was reading. I can't do two things at once. But I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lori.
I forgot what I was saying. I stopped to look up.
See, you can't read and talk either. So we got something coming. But and actually, Mike Goodwin had put something. He actually had an issue, an incident on the water that, you know.
Oh, that reminds me, Mike. I was following Captain Mark Thomas. This was years ago. And it was at night. It was in the morning, but like 4 o'clock in the morning. We wanted to go get bait and come back in. Running out of O'Neill's Marina. I came within the closest amount of hitting this pole, I would have been killed. There's no way. But I saw it at the last minute, turned my boat. Thank God. I think more things happen at night, although some of the things that he's mentioning does happen during the day or have happened during the day. At night, I think especially you need to be going back to the poor baseball player that got killed and his friends. At night, there's an entirely different,
yes,
it's an entirely different world out there.
Well, from our standpoint, we got to go to break here. Long story short, guys, don't think you're too proud or you too good to go out there and take a course.
Not at all.
I can tell you, I fished my good buddy Brian Visenbeck. We go way back, and we fished the Redfish Tournament. And if I ain't in control of a boat that's going fast, I get a little scared because he scares me. I mean, I know that he knows what he's doing. It's just we're running 60.
Yeah, but you have to trust your partner, Jason.
I basically get behind the leaning post.
And you're like,
no, I literally crawl like in a ball. I won't stand next to him because the boat is scary. We're running like 60. I was like, just let me know when we're there. Like, I basically get right behind the leaning post and he drives and I just squat. And I'm like, you just let me know when we're there. Like, I don't want to see.
Yeah.
And it can happen to anyone. Don't think you're too proud to take a course. Us as captains, we know what we're doing. I can tell you, close calls, I'm sure when you've had that close call, you start thinking, I'm taking advantage of my knowledge and I'm not.
Absolutely.
Nature will bite you or you know, something like that. You just have to be careful with that. Well, guys, we'll take a little break. We get back, we're going to do the Come On Man, and we're going to start talking about Hooked on Hope. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team. We're right back.
Sitting in the sun, I'm sure it'll hit me. When I walk through that door tonight, yeah, I'm gonna miss her. Oh, looky there, I've got a bite. Oh.
The Come On Man segment brought to you by Alify Marine, located at 6128 Lewis Ave in Gibsonton, Florida. You can reach them at 813-671-2628.
All right, guys, welcome to another great episode of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Myself, Captain Jason Prieto, is in the studios. Lori Deaton, the one and the only. Captain Lori Deaton, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
And so give us your charter information. Somebody might want to go on a charter, and Lord knows you're going to, you know, be a better looking than me on the boat. So
we have a good time. It's all good. Yes, I'm Captain Lori Deaton from Ladyfish Charters. You can find me on the web at ladyfishcharters.com. Also, you can call me at 813-967-5032. And I just started a new little side business called the Real Ladies Fishing Workshops. And our next Ladies Fishing Workshop is going to be held on November 5th and 6th at the Magnuson Hotel in Marina Cove. And it's ladies only or girls ages 10 and up.
So I guess I can't go.
You cannot. Well, you can come be a captain and give seminars and instruction and teach.
I might get nervous at that point.
I don't know, man. These girls are serious.
Women throw some questions, you know.
The girls that sign up for this are serious. They're ready to get down with it. And it's a great idea. And it's going over very, very well. I'm very excited about it. So you can find, I'll pull up the Facebook page for that, but you can also find that information on ladyfishcharters.com as well.
Cool deal.
Yes.
That is a great thing. I think, you know, real quick before we get Hooked on Hope, and it kind of leads into this, and I have two daughters, and to see women get involved in, you were kind of into the fishing thing before a bunch of women were, but the industry has taken a change, and I'm still waiting to see the first pink boat that comes out. It's coming.
I love
Somebody's going to get a pink boat. That's going overboard now. But
I love the ladies being involved.
Yes, exactly.
I love that, it's cool, and younger girls. But pink is not my favorite color. It is in October for Hooked on Hope. But it's
coming. You're going to see a pink boat.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we can get Canyon Bay maybe to pop one out, as long as it's not mine. I'm pretty comfortable in manhood, but I'm not rolling around in a pink boat. Yeah. That's good. But anyhow, it's good to see women getting involved in fishing, and over the last 5 years you've seen the fashion step up, which is obvious from the women's side of fishing, with clothing lines and sunglasses and all that. So it's good to see you're just adding another piece to the great deal there. But so Hooked on Hope, guys, and I'm gonna show you guys on Facebook here. Hopefully it zooms in. Yeah, this is Hooked on Hope. This is Lori's event. I have the pleasure of fishing it every year. I'm actually proud to say I won the snook division a couple years back, and I've done well in it. But above and beyond that, why don't you give us a rundown on what Hooked on Hope, exactly what it is?
Okay. Hooked on Hope is a local nonprofit organization. I am the founder and director. I have an amazing committee that I couldn't do anything without. We started Hooked on Hope around the same time that Dr. Charles Cox, who's a world-renowned breast cancer surgeon, opened up the USF Breast Health Center. So what our funds directly do is at this big annual event, our funds directly benefit each and every breast cancer patient that comes through the USF Breast Health Center by purchasing any post-operative necessity that they need after having a mastectomy. So whether they have insurance or not, we pretty much can take care of all of their needs that they have. On a side note from that, we started about 2 years ago what we call the Grants Support Fund. That is entirely separate, and that you don't have to be a patient at the USF Breast Health Center to benefit from this. What the Grant Support Fund does is anybody that qualifies after filling out an application who is a breast cancer patient anywhere around the Bay Area, we pay one-time cash mini grants, we call them, and anywhere from $500 up to like $2,000 for any patient that needs a lymphedema sleeve, which happens to women whose arms swell up really, really bad. Or we may pay your doctor copay visit or your hospital copay or the down payment for you to have your surgery. So all of that information can be found on hookedonhope.org. But I want to get into more about the meat of it all, which is the tournament that's coming up next weekend.
Cool.
Yeah.
That is good stuff.
Yes, it is wonderful. And to be able to have every dollar that you raise stay right here in the community is and is the most important thing to myself and our committee. And it was from the very beginning. I mean, the word hope. We're putting hope back in this whole community. There's so many people that don't have the, you know, benefits at work or don't, might not even have a job that need help that have breast cancer. And it just doesn't always affect the person with breast cancer. Now it's going to affect their kids and their husband and their entire families. I mean, it shakes everything up. You know, it's a tragedy, but so we're proud about what we're doing. And our tournament layout is like this. Friday night, October 7th, we have our kickoff reception. This is all at the Magnuson Hotel in Marina Cove. Our kickoff reception with a silent auction, sit-down dinner, live entertainment, cash bar. We have guest speakers, and Gail Guayardo from News Channel 8 is going to be our MC this year.
Cool.
We have a very, very special breast cancer survivor speaker. And when the tournament's over, you guys are going to know what I'm talking about. We generally boast about 50 to 60 boats. It's not too late to sign up. The entry fee is $1,500 for three anglers, and it is $2,000 for four anglers. I know that sounds a little high, but it averages out to $500 a person. That includes professional guided captain, your kickoff reception the night before, your breakfast, Bloody Mary station, grab bag full of all kinds of goodies, your lunch on the boat, your beer on the boat, your water on the boat, sodas on the boat. You get to fish for 6 hours, come back, and have another big party at the awards ceremony.
Yeah, it's and I can tell you, I've fished this since the first one you had eight years ago, and it's a great event. Like, there we do a lot of charity tournaments, and they're all good. There's some that are just, I mean, when you look forward to it, you
absolutely.
You don't want to book an afternoon trip because you just, the before and the festivities are great, and it's just a fun tournament. People were there having fun. The best thing is, you know, you get the guys. I don't know what it is about the guys dressing, and I always get them on my boat, like the crazy. You get the crazy group that dress up in pink skirts.
You have to make it fun. When something is as sad as it is, and you want to keep it people motivated to come and fish, and especially the men, we do a couple of fun things. One is best team name, and I let the breast cancer survivors that are being pampered that day pick the best team name. And then we have best team spirit. So that means you can ask your captain to be included in this. And I think John Pava's one, Captain John Pava.
Yeah, John wore, he went
he
all
was
out.
A merman.
I wore the head stuff, but I wasn't wearing the skirt. But John went all out, man.
Yeah, so we encourage you to have fun, dress in pink, dress as costumes, you know, in costumes, bring it all together. It's a wonderful event. And one of the coolest things is that we have what we call a pamper party the same day that everybody's out fishing. So any breast cancer fighter or survivor is welcome to come on that Saturday as well. And they help see the boats off. And then once they do that, they have yoga on the beach. They get to bring a guest as well. And then they move into the banquet facility and they get breakfast. They have a healing art station. They get facials, massages, makeup, nails, everything that you can imagine to be pampered, and they get to bring a friend to do so. And it's a camaraderie between these women that none of us could understand that haven't been through it. So when they get all dolled up and we get back from fishing, the ladies come out and help us give out the awards, all dolled up and everything. It's really beautiful.
Yeah. And so, Lori, if somebody, you guys are always looking for volunteers, correct?
Oh, volunteers. We're okay on volunteers, but I'm going to tell you what we need in a big, big way. And I ain't afraid to beg you for it. We need committee members. First of all, I couldn't do what I do without my committee members. I love you all. Are you guys looking here? I love you all. Couldn't do it without you. We need people that are dedicated, that want to come out and help us. You could be, most of us have a job or two already. We meet once a month. But there's different committees, and you can go on to the website and check that out as well. If you want to come out this year, Saturday, October 8th, Friday, October 7th, then check it out and see if it's something you think you want to be a part of. But we need help because there's like five or six of us that do everything, that put the whole thing together, and it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. We usually have volunteers throughout the year that help us with our other like little pre-tournament parties that we have. But for this particular event, it's a big deal, and we need help. And we have a good time while we're doing it. I can tell you that. We make great friends. It's
like I said,
we have the best community in the world.
There's a lot of great events we do. This is up there with one of the funnest. I mean, it's truly a joy to be a part of it, to be a captain. You see the benefits when they get on the boat and how happy these people are and thankful. I mean, before we started the show, you were taking calls for something that had nothing to do with charters, with Hooked on Hope. And so you can tell that you're passionate about it and your heart is in the right place.
Thank you.
You know what? I always tell, when I started my guide business, I was like, I don't have a lot and I started with nothing. And the one thing that somebody told me is that, you know, when it's all said and done, you can be rich or you can be poor, but there's a couple things that I'd like to base my life on when I'm done is, one, you have your name. You don't ever want to tarnish your name regardless. Second thing is, you know, when you're said and done, if you help people and you've made a difference in somebody's life, I think that's when you say, I've had a good life. And I think something like this, I mean, when you're, you know, you can look back and say, I've truly helped somebody in life. And it's just a real good thing that you guys are doing. And I think that if you can be a part of this to help out, just think how much you're helping somebody that is in need of help. And in this day and age with all the crap going on.
I know it's good to have a good story, isn't it?
Yes.
One thing that I don't want to forget to touch on is the fact that after our last tournament success, we were able to purchase two pieces of equipment for the USF Breast Health Center to assist Dr. Charles Cox through breast surgery. One is called the lighted retractor, which is a very, very, very small object that's like not invasive, that helps him light up the tumors. And the second one is a machine that helps diagnose exactly through a little radar beam where the tumor is, so that you can save the nipple and save the breast. He's doing amazing things. So we were able to purchase those two machines just from some money from last year. So the harder we work, the more we can do for this facility.
That is awesome. That is awesome. Well, guys, we're going to take a little break. We get back, we'll be talking more fishing and more Hooked on Hope with Captain Lori Deaton, myself, Captain Jason. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040, The Team. We'll be right back.
Fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show, all you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors, swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to powerpole.com. And welcome back to our last episode of the show. And if you guys are on Facebook, you just got to disinclude all of our great advertisers. But trust me when I tell you they're great. And one thing I can tell you is this show has been running since 2006.
What?
Been running since 2006.
How come you haven't invited me on before now?
We have invited. You've been on before. We're on a different station. But been running since 2006, and from day one, we have been supported by local companies. Tampa Fishing Outfitters have sponsored this show for 5 years. They've been our title sponsor, and they're a great tackle shop. A lot of companies like Canyon Bay Boats has been with us since 08. We've got the 12 Fathom Jigs. We've had a lot of advertisers. Almost every one of them are local advertisers. Go out there, support your local advertisers. If they're an advertiser of the show, tell them you heard it on Facebook Live or you heard it on the Radio 1040, and support these guys, because I think it's important with all these big corporations, like, keep the money local.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, you can buy stuff online and all that, but keep the money local. Keep these local shops. I think it's very important these days to support these local places. I know it's
easier. Local places are the ones that are going to hire your kids when they're old enough to go to work
or fire them.
Got to start somewhere. Yeah. But no, it is so important. It is so important. You're right.
Yeah, so support the local shops, because without them, we wouldn't be here. And anyhow, let's talk more Hooked on Hope. So we got some captains wanting to know how they get involved. Lori, are you booked up on captains?
Well, I think I may need one or two right now, but as teams are able to register all the way up until the night before. So if people want me to put them on a list, absolutely. Just text me, 813-967-5032, and I will put you on the list of next boat up.
And yeah. So now, do you have unlimited text on that phone?
So now, everybody's going to want to fish.
Listen, guys, if you can get, and Lori will be the first to tell you, you got to be licensed, you got to be insured. They're going to ask for all that. You got to be legit. But there's always room for good captains out there.
Yeah, and I don't mind shaking it up and hiring some of the new guys. You know, some of the guys that have been around forever feel, you know, like they're going to be invited to everything, and some of them lose a little bit of their luster. You know what I mean? With the clients and stuff like that. And, there's always something to learn, and there's always new friendships to make. And I do not have a problem hiring somebody that, you know, a lot of tournament directors are like, well, no, they're just got started or they just got their license. That doesn't mean anything to me. How well kept your boat is, how nice your personality is. We all had to start somewhere.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that.
That's right. So
I was a new guy, it seemed like yesterday, and maybe I'm still a new guy. I don't know, but you got to start somewhere. I want to get off on a tangent, but I always tell charter captains, I welcome competition. Just do it right.
Absolutely.
Just do it right.
Be classy about it.
We can all make a living in this bay. We just got to do it right. And that's the biggest thing I can tell you. And Danny just sent me a reminder on Facebook, so he must not have canceled his account yet. Danny, did you change your password from rum? He's probably watching. real quick, guys, he just reminded me, we're going to be doing a fishing school. Lori is going to be one of the captains. We already talked about that tonight.
Yes.
We're going to do a fishing school at Tampa Fishing Outfitters, and I haven't got it planning on it yet. I got to get with Travis. We're going to have Danny in there. Danny's going to talk about mackerel. He'll show you how he belly hugs every mackerel. But we're going to do a fishing school. We're going to have a goodie bag. We're going to have sign-up set up, and we're going to cap it at 55. Last year we did it. We hit 55 people real quick. So we're going to have the sign-up set. It'll be a great school. We're going to have Z-Man donating some stuff, O'Hero. We're going to get with Tampa Fishing Outfitters, get some braided line coming in there, and have a lot of good stuff and be a lot of good captains. And then we'll try to get Jim Lemke in there to talk tarpon. We'll get some of the premier guys in the bay to get in there and hopefully teach you guys some stuff. We'll have more information on that coming up, and we'll also put it on our Facebook page. If you're on Facebook and haven't discovered our page, go to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio, like our page. We have a lot of good stuff on there, and or you can check our podcast out. If you missed the show, go to Podomatic.com. Just search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. We're on iTunes as well, so if you got an iPhone, you can get us.
Are
right
you
off
on YouTube?
We're on YouTube. We got a YouTube page, but I'm still working. That's still new. But yeah, you can subscribe to our YouTube page. I actually take the shows. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome.
And I take the shows and I edit them down and I put them on the GoPro. I didn't do last week's show. But you can find us just about anywhere on the internet except for the bad places. So back to Hooked on Hope, Lori. What else do we need to cover on this? I mean, there's so much stuff here, and I'm just the captain that shows up and takes everybody fishing. I do all the fun stuff.
There's just so many cool things, and it's too late right now for any sponsorships because our shirts are at print. Our magazine that we have is at print. But each year, we sell ads for this magazine, And a full page ad, we've never raised the price, is only $350. About 1,000 people get this, to include about 250 surgeons. So anybody that wants to place an ad, a full page is 300, like I said. A half page is 175. Listen, it's this, and we use it the next year for a marketing tool. So you can't go wrong with that. Our sponsorship levels, usually we keep them open until like the 15th of September, because again, we have everything to go to print. But we're always looking for anything for our grab bags, you know, for our silent auction, for our raffle, anything that you think you can do to help us this year. It's still not too late, other than be a sponsor. We're still looking for teams to register and fish, volunteers, and anybody that wants to donate either a raffle item or silent auction item. Check out hookedonhope.org to find out who you need to contact, or you can always contact me, 813-967-5032.
For any type of sponsorship, they need to get a hold of you?
Well, that's way ahead of time. Like, the sponsorship levels have already... Okay. But for next year, like, we'll have this printed out right after January 1st of 2017 for the next year. And that's a great opportunity for you to be... I've been on two TV shows already, two news channels, doing the radio here, like we put a lot of media into
this. I need to get your autograph, huh?
No, but I'm just saying, like, if you sponsor, not at all, dude, but I'm saying if you sponsor, you do get your name out there, you do get your business name out there, as well as in this magazine. Just good ways to market.
It is. And not to mention, it's just you're doing some good. You're doing some good for
Absolutely.
Somebody out there, and you know that the money is going to be well used. God, I can't wait for the event. I guess next year what we need to do is bring you in early and then closer to the event.
Okay, that's fine by me.
Because then it'll get you some sponsorships.
Okay, sure.
When it's open, some more sponsorships, hopefully.
I'd love that.
That would be the goal for sure.
Yeah.
So again, let's run through. So if somebody wanted, if they want to hire, like, come in for a guided boat, a company, they could do it still?
Absolutely, up until the night before. Okay. Up until Thursday night would be the cutoff.
One more time, because we went to break. Let's mention the cost and all that, and how they get a hold of you one more time.
It's basically $500 per angler. So a team of three anglers is $1,500. A team of four anglers is $2,000. We pay the captains out of that money. That includes your Friday night kickoff reception with a silent auction, sit-down dinner, live entertainment, cash bar, guest speakers. Gail Guayardo from News Channel 8 will be our MC this year. Generally, everybody spends the night at the hotel at a discounted price. And then Saturday morning, you have breakfast. At registration, you get your grab bag that has all kinds of cool stuff. I'm really proud of the grab bags this year. Shirt, hat, everything. The captains will come back after catching bait. And before they team up with you, they'll put beers, waters, box lunches on the boat and everything. So all you have to do is get on the boat. You and your buddies get on the boat. You fish for 6 hours. And then when you come back, we have another big party for our awards ceremony. And our awards are beautiful. We give out 13 different trophies. And they are just absolutely beautiful. And then we have a buffet and we have live entertainment for that as well. For the
Somebody says we need some ladies to come and do a makeup during Pamper Party.
Oh, that's right. Hi, Diane. That's my, she's my Pamper Party co-chair. We need a makeup company such as, it could be Avon. It could be.
They need to step up.
Who am I thinking of? Mary Kay or somebody like that would bring some girls out to come out and pamper the breast cancer survivors and fighters. If you or anybody you know sells Mary Kay, or what's a couple of the other names? Give me some ideas.
Well, I wouldn't know that answer.
I'm a tomboy.
I definitely wouldn't know that answer.
Anyway, you know what I mean, and if you're listening and you're a girl, you know what we mean. If you have a friend that sells anything like Mary Kay or any of those, we probably need two or three ladies, and they can go to our Hooked on Hope website to get the information that they need to contact the Pamper Party chair. Thank you for reminding me, Diane.
And then Butch says lots of good photos as well.
And Butch is going to be on the boat with me taking pictures.
Cool. Was that your photo guy this year?
That Butch was our photo guy last year, and he's going to be our photo guy this year, Friday night and all day Saturday. And we're going to have a great time.
Well, we're wrapping the show up. I don't know where Gerardo went, but we're going to keep talking until he comes back. Well, let's talk a little bit about, do we have any more stuff to cover there?
I just want to give the, hang on.
Uh-oh.
No, I want to give my Real Ladies Facebook
page. I hope your password on that phone is better than Danny's Facebook password.
No, listen. Okay, if any ladies out there or any men out there want to treat your lady to a Real Ladies Fishing Workshop on November 5th or 6th at the Magnuson Hotel, they can go to facebook.com/Real Ladies Fishing Workshops. Yay.
And how? That's the only number? No phone number?
Well, they can go on my website. The other website's under construction. Or go under ladyfishcharters.com and click on the Real Ladies button for
cool
more
deal.
Information.
Well, we got 2 minutes left here. Lori, I want to first thank you for coming
in. Thank you for having me.
And I'm glad, hopefully, I was to some help for the Hooked on Hope. And again, guys, if you haven't been involved with this, you should... Travis, I'm not doing makeup, man. And that's not happening.
Jason's going to win the snook division. What are you going to do, Travis?
Yeah. He's going to heckle me. He's going to heckle me like he's doing now. But it's been a great show. We appreciate you coming in. And
I love it.
I hope Hooked on Hope grows even more.
Thank you.
And I know it will because you guys are in it for the right reasons and you're just in it for the right reasons. It's going to be a great event. I can't wait to fish it this year.
I can't wait either.
Thanks again, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, a continued sponsor of us. Thank you for coming in. And guys, next week we'll be talking more fishing. And that's it. Until next week, tight lines and catch them up. I'm going to take you to a special place that nobody knows.